USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republicans are backing the State Department's move to stop Ambassador Gordon Sondland from testifying before several House committees today. Speaking to reporters on Capitol Hill, Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan claims House Democrats have not treated the witness fairly.
That treatment is the reason why the administration, the State Department said, we're not going to subject Ambassador Sondland to the same treatment. And look, we were actually looking forward to hearing from Ambassador Sondland. We thought he was going to reinforce exactly what Ambassador Volker told us last week.
President Trump insists he's not abandoning Kurdish-led forces as he defends Washington's relationship with Turkey in the face of angry backlash at his plan to withdraw U.S. troops from northeastern Syria. Key allies of the president, including Senator Lindsey Graham, have expressed concern regarding the president's plan as well. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The federal deficit continues to expand under President Trump. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The federal deficit is ballooning to its highest point in 7 years. The Congressional Budget Office estimating it's at $984 billion, the largest spread between what the government spends and takes in since 2012, and $205 billion higher than it was in 2018.
Acting Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection Mark Morgan gives an update on the ongoing situation at the U.S.-Mexico border.
The comprehensive numbers will be forthcoming with respect to all the numbers and all statistics for 2019. CBP's enforcement actions on our southwest border totaled nearly 1 million in fiscal year 2019.
There were 40,000 arrests on the southern border in September, which is the lowest number this fiscal year. Compare that to back in May when there was 133,000. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Turning now to the 2020 presidential race, former Vice President Joe Biden is up 6 points in a new Fox News poll, which looks at the front runners and where they stand in South Carolina. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky breaks down the numbers.
If you believe in polling data, there's some new information out about the Democrats and where the front runners stand in South Carolina. The new Fox News poll has Joe Biden with 41% of the vote, Elizabeth Warren at 12%, and Bernie Sanders in third place with 10%.
2020 presidential hopeful and senator from Massachusetts, Elizabeth Warren, wrote a letter to J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon urging him and other financial leaders to support her 2020 campaign agenda. The letter left many CEOs scratching their heads, including former CEO of CKE Restaurants, Andy Puzner, who tells Fox News he's not sure exactly just how much of a capitalist Senator Warren is.
This letter is ridiculous. She writes it like she's the premier of China, ordering corporations in China to do X or to do Y. She attacks corporate profits, which is how businesses stay in business. It's how they make money that they can pay dividends. She then attacks dividends, which is how corporations get money out, not only to individuals or corporate executives, which seem to be her big concern, but also to 401k plans and pension plans. If pension plans, if their dividends are cut, they're not going to be able to meet their obligations to retirees.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.